there are some confusions that happen for women when it is time for them to move forward, when it is time for them to create. And we are going to do our very best to unconfuse these things. You do not have to worry so much about your mind, what your mind is thinking about you growing and changing and succeeding and getting what you really want. But you must be careful about the subconscious beliefs that tend to rise in a very strong way when you are planning to expand your life, planning to make your life meaningful. When that happens, anything that opposes your growth is going to rise up, and you are going to hear from it. We are going to say again, even though you may not remember hearing from it before, you did when you were much younger. So looking at this, we are going to look at expected, what should we say, expected warfare. When you choose expansion, when you choose yourself, then you must expect that any part of you that does not choose yourself, any belief system that may have been in place, is going to rise up and oppose it. And there is quite a good reason for this, because to expand in a way that is healthy and that is long-lasting, you cannot drag that belief with you. So do not be surprised when it rises, and do not say, what did I do wrong? Simply know that this is the way of change and growth. You are going to be more successful, and from the patriarchal bottom of the barrel, as it were, comes the belief that says, who do you think you are? What do you think you are about? Why do you think you deserve to have what you really want? Now, the thoughts may have different words for each of you, but that is the feeling that comes with it. Now, we'll mention a secondary opposition. That is the word we need. A secondary opposition is when you begin to look at what you really want, but you begin to be afraid about how much of your energy and your time and any number of other things it will actually take. That is an opposition, and that one is a little bit more difficult to discern, because certainly it is a real question. Do I have time for this? Do I have energy for this? But it is actually an opposition. It is opposing the fact that if you want it, of course you have the time, and of course you have the energy, and of course you will do it. So there are those two things, the old pattern that opposes the new pattern, and then these other oppositions. We've mentioned two. We will mention the third, and that is, will what I am doing cause me to lose love from someone in my life I care about? And that, too, is not a thing of the brain, but it is from the old patterning. And it will tell you, of course, that how would so-and-so feel about you moving forward and having a vibrant, successful life. And you must not give in to those. They are simply a part of the cleanup from another time and another place. And if you can recognize those things as being that, the oppositions that invite you to clean up, not the things that are real and not things that really require you to worry about them, but the things from another place and time that were programmed in to limit you, programmed in to frighten you. When all of that comes up, then know that that is what it is and acknowledge it. It's like, this is a pattern from another place and time. It is not who I really am, and it is not real. When I do what I am here to do, I will be more loved. I will have more energy. I will be proud of what I am doing and happy with what I am doing. So the recognition that this is not really a thing to be concerned about, that is a most important part of what is going on as you are growing and as you are realizing your own life. Of course, there are, opposition offshoots, it is not right that I get all of this when somebody else does not have this. It is all my ego. It is all my ego. We will probably talk about ego in another class. But wanting what you want is not ego. Wanting someone else to give it to you is. So that is a whole other lesson. But for now, we will take these three points and speak together about them in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel that white feathers are being released around the outside of your body, and let those feathers gently wash away the weak, wash away anything that may be troubling you, and feel how light the movement is that takes away what is so heavy. Now open the crown and feel the golden light above you, opening your crown, flowing into your third eye, into your throat, filling your heart center, your solar plexus, moving away the emotions that are troublesome. Feel the gold flow down through your body and into the second center. Let the golden light flow down through you and into your root. Let the gold spread through your body, let it bring your thoughts to a higher level. Let it flow across your shoulders and your back and take away your burden. Let it flow through your arms and your hands to make you wise about what you do and what you hold. Feel the flow of light down through your legs, over your knees, into your lower legs and your feet. And feel yourself in your true self. and move into your heart center. And see that in your heart center, there are steps to move up lightly. And there's a door that opens. And as you walk through the door, see that you are on a beautiful path. And that there is beauty all around you. And that ahead on your path, you see the symbol of something that blocks you. Without judgment and without worry, allow yourself to simply look at that. Now begin to see in front of you the thing that will remove the impediment. Now, using your gift, clear the path and walk forward, walk up. Feel the air becoming clear and pure and strong. And feel yourself moving more and more lightly. And as you move forward, see the symbol of what you want. Rest your mind. When you've known your symbol, begin to move back along the path. Come down the path and come back into your own heart. And see that your heart has grown. And is strong and fearless and beautiful. Begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.